Hey, it's great to be on.
So do you know which programs will be affected the most deeply by these cuts?
You know what? We have a list of programs, but obviously the largest programs, Medicaid, food stamps, TANF, those are exempt from sequestration. But there are several other smaller programs that are subject to sequestration. And from what we're hearing at this point is, you know, it's probably around a 5% reduction in those programs between now and the end of the year. And it's just there hasn't been a lot of information forthcoming out of the federal government. And we're now in a position where we're starting to receive that information.
So 5% may not sound like a lot to people who are listening, but what does that really mean?
Well, it depends. I mean, they're real cuts to real people. Obviously, they did the across-the-board cuts. I mean, sequestration was never supposed to happen. You know, we have the home heating assistance for low-income Michiganders, you know, the WIC programs. Some of these programs where people are depending on the services will see the impacts of those cuts. So if you're receiving those services, you might see a reduction in the benefit amount or changes to the program.
So when might we start to feel those cuts or start to see changes in programs?
Well, the president announced the sequestration last Friday, and between now and March 27th, the budget's funded through the 27th on a continuing resolution. So from what I understand is at that point, the new budget will be authorized at a lower amount. We're learning now what programs will be impacted, and our state agencies are getting information from their federal agencies, and OMB is issuing guidance. So I think between now and then we'll know where the reductions will take place, and then our state agencies will develop implementation plans once they get the guidance from the federal government on how they intend to bring spending in line with the revenues.
Director, it sounds like there's still a fair bit of uncertainty on the state's part about what's coming.
You know what? There is uncertainty, but the issue is the uncertainty is what's really hurting us. So, you know, the sequestration has been talked about for a long time. Really, as the states are concerned, you know, most states have dealt with 20-plus percentage reductions in their budgets over the last 5 years. And so we've gotten pretty good about dealing with difficult times, especially difficult budget times. The main concern for myself and other budget directors across the country is that the uncertainty out there without knowing what the federal government's going to do is making planning somewhat difficult.
Is the state at all able or willing to fill in some of the gaps if these cuts continue in the coming months?
You know what? We feel that Congress's responsibility is to appropriate the federal budget and to determine the levels of spending within those programs. So the general rule is that we will not be replacing the reductions. We just cut our budget $1.5 billion here 2 years ago, and we don't have a lot of excess funds. So the general guidance to our agencies is the fact that we'll just operate the programs within the available revenue. Now, I'm sure that as these cuts become evident, there'll be people who request that we backfill some of these areas, and we'll have to look at those on a case-by-case basis.
We know that you're in motion on planning the next budget for the state. Is this going to have an effect on what makes it into the budget for the next round and what doesn't?
No, I don't think so. We just proposed to release the governor's budget here last month in February. That budget is going over the legislature. You know, I'm sure that there will be some people who want us to, you know, to backfill some of these federal reductions with state general fund, but the plan's not to do that, and we'll see where the federal government goes.
If you could be in a room with the president, with John Boehner, Harry Reid, other members of Congress, what would you say to them from the perspective of the state's budget director?
I would tell them they need to get together and solve the problem. I mean, I know that you've got different people who feel different ways, but and at the end of the day, what you have is just a failure. I mean, sequestration is just a failure to the process.
John Nixon is Michigan's budget director. Director Nixon, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.